It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Our guest today, we're going to make him a regular guest, unless he really upsets us, and then we're just going to kick him to the curb. Nah, just kidding. Jason Raby, who is still the Beloit City Administrator. I don't say still as in he might get fired. Yeah. I say that as in his job title may change here at some point in time. And Jason's with us, and he's going to join us on a fairly normal basis. The last Wednesday of each month is kind of the plan to update people on what's taking place over in the city of Beloit and what are some of the things that they're working on. So, Jason, welcome back. I hope you had a great Christmas, a good New Year, man.
I did. Thanks, Wade, for having me on again. It was great.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's start. We talked about the water situation last time. Is there some new developments to pass along to people?
Yeah, I think kind of like we talked about last time, it's a kind of a two-pronged problem. There's the existing plant and the product that it produces, and then you know, kind of the exploratory part of the new plant and some options there. And so both of those had some movement this last month since the last time we talked. And on the existing situation, you know, where we have to send out those water quality reports to people and the letter about the THM, we got all the data that the plant produces and the different and changing the treatment process. All that is on a spreadsheet and put into a report now, and that has been submitted to KDHE and the gentleman there, Dan Clare. So that got submitted late last week, and so we really went through that with a fine-tooth comb. There had been some attempts over the last year to try to get that through, and there were some issues with it, and so we had our people go through it, our city engineer go through it, and this outside engineer really go through it to make sure that we give it our best effort. So hopefully we can tackle that problem and get that solved here. So that's in that pipeline. KDHE will review it for us to slightly change that treatment process, which should hopefully, in theory, eliminate that that water issue that we have going currently with the current system. Okay, so that's exciting. Hopefully we'll hear something in that within the next month as far as a yes or no or a slight adjustment, etc. The existing plant that's actually getting disassembled right now. So we had that test pilot system right over here at the lake, testing the water, and that was using a really high filtration system. It's a little bit different. It's more of a mechanical based water treatment, so a lot less chemical, et cetera. And of course, you have a really clean product coming in, like we talked about last month. And so that's all done. And so we'll start getting that into a report and talking about, kind of extrapolating that out, kind of like we talked last time of, how does that cost, what does that cost look like from a capital upfront, but also a running cost long term. And that all has to go through KDHE as well, because they're interested in, what does that product look like that you're going to be, producing, but also what's the waste stream that comes out of it. Obviously, you take stuff out of the water, it goes back in. Where's it going? How are you dealing with that? So kind of what I feel that we're going to do, and especially in talking with KDHE, is, let's solve problem number one. That's the existing thing, the existing plant. And we can be working behind the scenes to get this potentially new treatment process or treatment facility talked about and considered. But since that's going to take, like we talked, 3 to 4 years of, planning and getting the finances in order and getting that through potentially if we decide to go, from today on even, that's a long time to be producing water with our current facility. So we want to get that knocked out, and I think we're really close to that. And then we can really focus on, hey, what's the best option and what's the best thing to do with a potentially a new facility. And so we now have at least the data to start figuring that out. Yeah. So
Jason Raby, he's the Beloit City Administrator, which at some point will be Beloit City Manager, which leads me to the second topic, and that is, where does that all stand in regards to the changeover and how the council's formed? And I know Chad's been covering this in our news in regards to how you determine when you're going to have elections to replace these seats in the wards and everything else.
Yeah, it's one of those that, it's a fundamental change a little bit in how we're doing our city government and managing our community, and so that all gets done through our charter ordinance, and so it's a pretty inclusive document that covers a lot of definitions of the wards and the voting process and the terms and the term limits, and there's necessarily in our charter ordinance, but they also have my piece as far as what my responsibilities will change a little bit from the administrator to the manager. So we've been massaging all that for about ever since the election took place. So it's kind of every meeting we would kind of take up a new topic and go go through it and kind of make sure it matched with what the intention of it was and the intention that hopefully the voters knew that it was as far as what they voted for. So the last couple of meetings we've been working through, you know, how do you set up the wards, and then also how do you the voting sequence for the people that are elected, and you know, and with staying with the two wards, you know, two wards, you know, six members, those things don't like each other. You know, 4-year terms, you know, sure. those numbers, right. They're all even, but
they don't
like each other.
They don't
like each other. Yeah. So that's what makes it a little bit more complex. So, you know, I've had people say, you know, you guys are talking about this a lot, and, you know, it's probably more out of a concern to make sure we do it right, but also it is a little bit of a tough nut to crack, just because it is that, you know, the two wards with the 4-year terms potentially, and then the six members, and trying to get that to sequence right and do it still in a pretty quick timeline, you know, because I think it passed with a pretty pretty solid mandate to say, hey, we want this to be done, so right. We don't want to dilly-dally and wait on, that's a technical term, but and wait for that to happen. So I guess to update that, we have considered kind of two options. One is kind of a 4-year term, and there would be some sequencing there. You know, probably the one that the council was kind of liking was, you know, one election cycle would be 4 members up, the next one would be 2 members up, and it kind of just flip flop. You know, so the other option, again, this is just to make it more divisible. It's kind of unique, and there's a lot of consideration is potentially going to like a 6-year term, which is a long commitment for somebody that's running, of course. But on the flip side, it makes it really easy, because then it's just, you know, there'd be 2 people up every single time, you know, and it'd really flow nice. So you know, there's some creative thinking going on by the council trying to make this work and work smoothly. So I think that at that February 7th meeting, they'll, you know, kind of have those 2 options to finally consider and kind of implement one of those 2. And you know, I think at that point, then it's just a PR campaign and let people know, what did we do? So that way, you know, if people are interested in running, they'll understand the process and understand what seats are open, and they can get their papers in to do that.
In case people missed the last time we had you on, and there might be people listening now that maybe didn't quite catch that or don't understand it or would like to know, what's the difference between being the city manager and the city administrator? Because obviously for this to go through, they probably discuss with you, okay, here's how this is going to work a little bit differently. You're probably familiar with both ways of doing it. In a nutshell, briefly, sure. Can you explain to people what the difference would be for you?
Sure. I would say the difference would be just that slightly more autonomy in managing the day-to-day operations of the city. I still answer to the council, to the mayor, who then answer to the public and the people, and I do as well. I mean, very sensitive to that. And so it just kind of gives me that full executive power from before, you know. So there was still some, like the department heads, they answered to me, but yet it was still a hiring or a firing process that would have to go through the council, which can just, you know, muddy the waters a little bit, especially in if you have a difficult situation.
Sure.
And so that basically just kind of separates that. So now it's, you know, it's truly a management structure where, yeah, I'm at the top of that day-to-day operations and that staff, et cetera, and dealing with that. But just like a president of a bank or of a company, I still have to answer to a board, you know, and that'd be my council and my mayor. And then, you know, the customers are our citizens. So,
right, exactly.
And they drive what's on the board. So that's really the extent of it. So not a lot of change, but I think it just really cleans up that structure.
Absolutely. Jason Raby is with us, city administrator of Beloit. Our guest today on Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems, East Main Project. Can you update us on that?
Yeah, we actually had a meeting on that here yesterday with Pavers, Inc., who is the contractor for that project. And the early start date was around Thanksgiving is what they were hoping to go for. And that was what the contract stipulated. And unfortunately, we had a little bit of a pause or a hold, you know, we had to wait for the Kansas Gas Service to get their lines moved. There was a little bit fewer lines that they had to move than they probably anticipated, and trying to get through their process of approving that. So unfortunately, that's kind of slowed down that start date a little bit, but they have got it pretty much wrapped up. Met with the representative there yesterday, and he was saying, you know, either, you know, yesterday or today they'd have it pretty much done. And so then it was just really a conversation with Pavers as far as, hey, where does that put us? Unfortunately, that puts us 9 weeks behind what we'd intended. So that's really tough to say, okay, here is our end date of, you know, May 18th roughly.
Yeah.
Can you still hit that or get pretty close? And of course, they've got other projects. You know, they're a contractor up on that Belleville project on the highway there. So they've got other things going. So we talked about, hey, what does that do to us? You know, if it was apples to apples is that it moves us probably till mid-July, which misses the goal of the council of trying to miss kind of that harvest time. And Memorial Day, I know, is a big event around here. So that was disappointing in that regard. So we talked a little bit about just how can we keep that construction window still compact, even if we have to go, move kind of the whole window. How can we still limit the effect on people? It's going to be great when it's done, but it's not fun in between. And then we also just talked to him about, if we really had to get creative and tell us what would it take to get it done still by June 1st, potentially, or around that time. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously that may increase costs, and we just had to see if is that worth it and kind of weigh those options, And so at least we know the answer, it may not be something we consider or decide to go with, but that's unfortunately the hand we're dealt with at this point, and now you have to make the best of it. But when it's over, it's going to be great. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anything you want to ask him before we let Jason go?
I think you guys pretty well got it covered.
Cover what you wanted?
Yeah, all right. Did a good job, guys.
I want to point out that at the free throw shooting competition, your son was there wearing a Steelers jersey. And a friend.
It always goes to sports.
It does. And as a friend of mine, his son was wearing a Packers jersey. And I just want to point out that on that day, Sunday, those teams were playing in the NFC and AFC championship games. Your kid and his kid both lost free throw competitions wearing those jerseys, and those teams lost that day. So that
was
not
a
good karma.
It was a dark day.
That was a dark day. Yeah. It was wearing a dark Steelers jersey. Yeah. It was a dark day.
Yeah.
Was that a Roethlisberger jersey?
Yeah, it was a Roethlisberger. Yeah, we'd gone to the Kansas City game the weekend before. We got some nosebleed tickets, and so we went there and watched.
So you're cheering for the Steelers against the Chiefs?
I was neutral. I don't care what my son's
listen to the city city administrator.
Political
I'm neutral.
I'm neutral.
Right away.
Yeah,
think the smart guy. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was cheering for them, but we were talking to even the Chiefs fans there. Like, they won whoever got to go to see the buzzsaw next week, which was the Patriots.
Right.
So it was, it was a rough either way. So.
You follow your Hawkeyes religiously? I know you're a Hawkeye.
Yeah, right? I do. Especially on the football side. I haven't been,
basketball's
not basketball's been tougher.
Too.
I mean, I know they're down a little bit this year, but it's tougher when you're not right there. But
absolutely.
Of course, we're in good basketball country around here for sure. But,
Well, it sounds like your kid did just fine and held his own first time he did it and did very well.
Yep. You got to put yourself out there, and there's always next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Good experience for him. Yep. Absolutely. Well, hey, it's good to see you, and we'll see you again a month from now. How's
that
sound?
Wade. Thanks, Chad. Yep, appreciate it.
All right, Jason Raby, the Beloit City Administrator. Next time, might be a Beloit City Manager. He's going to get promoted.
Not to April.
Well, then at some point he's going to get promoted or demoted or whichever way you want to look at it, right, Jason?
Fired. Yeah, just get fired.
Or just you're going to get fired as administrator, hired as the manager?
I almost got there.
That's well done. I like that. I was fired but then rehired, and I'm the manager instead of the administrator. That's a good spin of the words. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KDNS Downs, Beloit, Kansas, Wednesday, January the 25th. Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Metro County Hospital Health Systems. We thank Jason for being our guest here today. Don't forget, if you have a birthday anniversary, and give us a call, 545-3220.